After these things there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate a pool called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, which has five entranceways. In these lay a crowd of afflicted folk, the blind, the crippled, the paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For, an angel came down from time to time into the pool and disturbed the water, and whoever first stepped in after the troubling of the water became well of whatever affliction he had. And a certain man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. Jesus saw him lying there and, knowing that he had been a long time in that plight, said to him, "Do you wish to get well?" The afflicted man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, and while I am coming someone else steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your pallet and walk." And immediately the man was made well, and he picked up his pallet and started walking. But that day was the Sabbath, so the Jews said to the healed man, "It is the Sabbath, it is unlawful for you to carry the pallet." He answered them, "The man who made me well, he said to me, 'Take up your pallet and walk.'" They asked him therefore, "Who is this man who said to you, 'Take up your pallet and walk'?" But the healed man did not know who it was, for Jesus had betaken himself away, because of the throng in the place. Later Jesus found him in the temple, and he said to him, "Behold, you have been healed, sin no more, lest some worse thing befall you." The man departed, and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. For this reason the Jews continued persecuting Jesus and seeking to kill him, because he was doing such things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is continuing to work until now, I, too, am working." The Jews because of this kept seeking all the more to kill him, for not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but was also calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus therefore answered and said to them, "Verily, verily, I say to you, the Son can do nothing from himself, but only what he may see the Father doing, for whatever things he is doing, the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all the things he himself is doing, and greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises up the dead and makes them alive, so the Son also makes alive whom he will. For not even is the Father judging anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He who is not honoring the Son is not honoring the Father who sent him. Verily, verily, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me, has everlasting life and does not come into judgment but has passed out of death into life. Verily, verily, I say to you, that an hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who have heard will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he granted the Son also to have life in himself, and he gave him authority to administer judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, they who have done good unto resurrection of life, and they who have done evil unto resurrection of judgment. From myself I can do nothing, according as I hear, I judge. And my judgment is righteous, because I seek not my own will but the will of the Father who sent me. If I testify in my own behalf, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies of me, and I know that the witness which he bears of me is true. You yourselves have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Not that my credentials are from a man, but I say these things that you might be saved. He was the lamp, a burning and shining one, and you were willing to rejoice a short while in his light. But I have a greater attestation than John's, for the works which the Father gave me to accomplish, the very works which I am doing, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself borne witness of me. His voice you have never heard and his form you have not seen, and his word you do not have abiding in you, because the one whom he sent you believe not. You search the Scriptures, because in them you think to have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness of me. And you are unwilling to come to me that you might have life. Glory from men I am not receiving, but I have known you, that you have not the love of God within you. I have come in my Father's name and you welcome me not. If another comes in his own name, him you will welcome. How can you believe, who welcome glory from one another, but the glory from the only God you do not seek? Think not that I will accuse you to the Father. One there is who is accusing you, namely Moses, in whom you have trusted. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote concerning me. But if you believe not his writings, how will you believe my words?" And Jesus withdrew from there and came to his boyhood town, and his disciples were following him. And with the coming of the Sabbath he began to teach them in their synagogue. And many on hearing him were astonished, saying, "Where did he get all these things, and, what is the wisdom that is given him, that such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of the carpenter? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Jude, and his sisters, are they not all here with us?" And to them he was a cause of stumbling. Then said Jesus to them, "A prophet is not without honor but in his hometown, and among his kinsfolk, and in his own home. And he could not perform there any mighty works, because of their unbelief, except that he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled over and over at their unbelief."